the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The sunny side. It's now exactly 2 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Now we're done with Confessions Thursday. Thanks to everyone. Shay is saying that the rat and the cat is the pinky and the brain.
No,
that's not it. The rat and the cat is Tom and Jerry.
No.
Who's that?
There's no rat and cat. It's cat and mouse.
Whatever. You get it. That's the best TV you've had.
No, that's not true.
Oh, what's your favorite
television? Wouldn't know because you haven't watched the TV. You haven't seen it and you wouldn't know.
Like which one? Come on, I have cable. Don't even say I don't know. Like, what do you mean I don't know?
Okay, wait. Have you seen Phineas and Ferb?
No, nah. Is that for 4-year-olds?
No, it's not.
Is that a good... But nobody knows it. Maybe you and your friends on WhatsApp.
Trust me. What's
it called again?
Phineas and Ferb. It was lit.
Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, so that's the best TV you've had.
No, they're better...
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes, I have.
You haven't?
I have.
You're coming into the new world. You know that's advanced television.
Game of Thrones?
Don't squeeze your eyes. What, you know anything better?
Yes.
Like what?
Oh, Game of Thrones is the best you've seen.
Well, tell me what you think is better than that script.
Okay, off air.
because you know it's not good enough, you just like it.
No, I promise you.
Well,
I'll go
Prison
back,
Break,
I'll think about
24.
It, then I'll...
What was that other one? That president and his... That narcissistic president and his wife. Well, there's one... what was that guy who was accused of rape at some point?
R. Kelly?
No. There's this series where the main lead actor eventually was accused of rape on a series. Something... No, it's not... Is it The Good Wife? There's this guy, very, very narcissistic plot. By the way, there's a lot of narcissism in television these days. It just makes me sick. Thank you. House of Cards. Thank you. Very narcissistic plots, man. House of Cards. Very insane. I saw one recently. Deepwater. Was this Jennifer Lopez's new husband? Ben Affleck. I kept cursing through that movie. It's like, what sort of... Why is this so sick? Deepwater is just... A demented man married to a demented woman, and the woman is cheating on her husband. The husband is aware, and then the husband kills all the men she slept with, and he's not filing for a divorce, and she wants to leave. Then on the day she wants to leave, she changes her mind. Then they choose to coexist like two insane people. And that's television. Your blockbuster.
This is what I'll do. I'll make a list of the good ones.
No. I want to read books, man. No. Movie just... Right now, I can nearly accuse Nollywood... Besides sci-fi movies, I can nearly accuse Hollywood of what Nigerians accuse Hollywood for. I feel like it just kills your brain cells.
Did you like Harry Potter?
Not too much like that. I even prefer... Fantastic Beasts? I think I prefer that one. I've been following the movies, releases through the years. I think I prefer that. Harry Potter is just good old witchcraft. I prefer the witchcraft book. That one has more gist. No, not just the show you in the movies. They don't even show you the real thing. But they even really try. But you read you hold the book and your body is shaking. Because, a witch can just pop out. Mysticism. Weird stuff. I know the funny thing about when you read witchcraft books is like there's... It's the philosophy. Okay, so don't bother. Witchcraft is too dark. Read Morals and Dogma. So you see, it's not witchcraft. It's a manual for the Freemasons. You can Google Morals and Dogma. Albert Pike. So it's not witchcraft, yeah, but you know the Freemasons, right? So, of course, if you follow pop culture, Hollywood, they kind of tell you that some of your lead actors are top occult members. They're in the Freemasons, Illuminati, blah, blah, blah. So read, it's a lengthy book, but it will be worth your time. And it's quite interesting. Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike, is the manual for the Freemasons. You would find something in there. You'd find something in there. And approach the philosophies of it. Yeah. Okay, good. So let's go to something else. Huh? Someone said Sophia in London. What? And Long John. Oh, try watch. I think we've had fantastic actors. But one of my favorite memories is Osofia. That guy is unmatched. I grew up watching home movies, the Genevieve, then Osofia. Unmatched. He's a brilliant actor. Very, very brilliant. And it's second nature. I think he has the poise of a gentleman, but when he aims to be an idiot, he surpasses every idiot you've known. Nah, Osofia is something. Thank you, Nkemawu. Oh, pardon me. Oh, so which? Oh, Osofia is a character in a movie. Oh, no, so his government name, his birth name is Nkemawu. Yes, that's it, Nkemawu. That's a pretty name. Thank you very much, Nkemawu. Whenever he aims to be an idiot, you can't beat him at being a fool. I think he's going to be in arts department in heaven. Because what's the point? He's good at nothing else. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so I had a particular topic for the Lords of Logic this afternoon. And I see that some people are on the edge of their seats and would love to talk about this investment thing. So, your girl is home. And I thought, I'll switch the topics. Today, I wanted to continue from our series, Love Making and Music. I wanted to continue that conversation. Today, we would have discussed this. If lovemaking is similar to music, and we do agree that, if lovemaking is the same as worship, then what do you say about making love to random people? You know that part of your life where you're part prostitute, part banker, part prostitute, part OAP, part prostitute, part cinematographer. Yeah, because you'll be denying that you're not a prostitute because you say, I don't stand on the road. But you're sleeping around. Yeah. And you have a good car. And you wear good perfumes. But you're sleeping around, honey. Male or female, you're prostitute. All right. Okay, so I was going to say, what do we say about that if we have... It does quite appear that quite a handful of us have agreed that lovemaking and worship are one and the same. But we'll postpone that conversation now today. Let's talk about mentorship. I think this kind of fits. Even though this was going to be a conversation for our Wednesday next week, I can afford it. I would say let's discuss it today. So, someone joined the show today... called and said that he trusted me, that he heard something on my show and decided to invest in it. Now he's lost his, at least it would appear that he cannot trace his investment because the company blah 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 blah, for which I feel very sorry about. But I want to address the psychological implications of what happened on radio today and share with you something I would have discussed next week, which is the responsibility that comes with mentorship. One that says, well, at least I told you yesterday that I tried to, that one of the reasons I refuse to be your mentor is because of the responsibility that comes with it. Many people brag about, yeah, I'm a mentor, I'm a, because they suppose that it's a lofty position that puts them above others. And so, but I say I'm not your mentor because it comes one with a responsibility. There are benefits to that position. But I don't want to fill out the responsibility because then maybe I become unworthy of whatever benefit comes with it. But the first thing at the forefront of my thinking is the responsibility that comes with it. And I want to avoid it until I have no choice but to assume the position. But if I have a choice, I'll turn it down. And now I know that I have a choice. Yeah? Okay, good. So I'm going to play you again, my phone, honey. I'm going to play you the audio I played you yesterday. And then I would open up the telephone lines. All right, so remember that we're switching topics today on the Lords of Logic. I want to today now discuss the responsibility of mentorship and the responsibility of the one who claims to be mentor and the mentee, because I think this is quite an opportunity for me. So let me do the Lord's work.
I want to start off by saying to you that I'm still growing. And that the teachings that I've shared in times past on the subject of tithing were not correct. And today I stand in humility to correct some things that I've taught for years and believed for years, but could never understand it clearly because I had not yet been confronted with the gospel of grace, which has made the difference. I won't apologize because if it wasn't for me going down that route, I would have never ended up where I am right now. But I will say that I have no shame at all at saying to you, throw away every book, every tape, and every video I ever did on the subject of tithing, unless it lines up with this. I've done some corrective teaching in the last 10 years, but not to the degree of what we're getting ready to do now. So why is this important? Because religion is sustained by two factors, fear and guilt. And if it's one subject that the church has used for a long time to keep people in fear and guilt, it is in that subject of tithing. And it has to be corrected, and it's got to be corrected now. I may lose some friends, preachers may not ever invite me no more, but I think I've already been through that, so it doesn't matter. With me in our text today.
All right, so you kind of get it. So this I played for your hearing yesterday, and yesterday we spoke about the giving to God, which is a practice observable in cultures, in human cultures. Yeah, from Zoroastrianism, whatever culture, even witchcraft, in every practical, every religion, every culture, the concept of giving to God is a thing. You see it in their liturgies. Okay, so that. So, but you see, from the same video I played you yesterday, I want to extract something else, another lateral vital point. So here's a mentor. He is 60. Creflo, that's, by the way, that's a pastor, Creflo Dollar, and he started his ministry in 1986. He's a 60-year-old man, and what I want you to underscore is 1986 to date is 86 is 36 years. Thank you.
Yes.
6 years. 36 years, right? Okay, good. So 36 years. So here is a man who at least by... Now, that's the thing. I'm not sure what my reference would be. It's assumed that he was called. So now that's a different conversation. Was he called or did he just choose to do the Lord's work? Like, was he called to ministry? Now, I told you a personal story about giving to God. And I shared with you how I arrived at my philosophy of giving because I was told personally to give. So because I have a personal understanding of giving, even though Creflo Dollar has now retracted his giving theory, I do not retract mine. In fact, I will never retract it because now of my understanding. Good? So we can establish that at least between, for example, myself and Creflo Dollar, he is not a mentor to me. So his philosophies do not apply to me. His practices do not apply to me. His belief will not apply to me. And as such, when he makes a back statement, it doesn't apply. Makes a forward one, it doesn't quite apply because I've chosen to not make him responsible for my faith. Yeah? So I really do wish him well. Now, what is observable is, I told you yesterday, I'm almost 40 and I already have a revelation as far as giving goes. Creflo is 60 and has only come to a seeming revelation as to giving. So if we're to compare the two realities, I'm not 40, I'm 30 something, and I have come to the revelation of giving. And Creflo only came to something seeming at 60. So what that means is that if I've been following Creflo, I have made an erroneous judgment from the day I started. Now, he started in 86. If I followed him since 86, I have made an erroneous judgment since 86. If I followed him 5 years ago, if I followed his philosophy 5 years ago, I would be making an erroneous judgment 5 years ago. Now, personally, I have made a personal erroneous judgment, but I have come to a correction of that erroneous judgment. So I'm working on my time and on my slate. And on my time, by my time and by my slate, I have come to a revelation at some point. But I didn't come to this revelation at 60. Is that clear? He came to his revelation at 60. I have come to the same revelation, different outcomes, but it came to me at 30 plus. His came to him at 60. So what you can establish besides the details is he is not accountable for my faith. Is that clear? Good. So I'm going to go back to the caller who called today. A caller calls today. He says he trusts me. If we were to interrogate the conditions under which the day or the days that the investment company came on my show, I did not say, hello, this is Joyce, and on my account, on my word, go and put your money here. I was here. Somebody came into the studio, of course, verified and given certificate of operation by the state government in Lagos State to operate as a business, right? Good. So, someone has a message here for me, and I'm going to read it to you, even though my assistant was hiding the message. No, I'm going to read it. You know, I like good trouble. He bothers to say good afternoon. It wouldn't be necessary. Here's the message. I hope you will accept your wrong when it is pointed out. Your name is Dari. You say your response to the man who has lost or about to lose his money is improper. First, you never showed a genuine concern for his pain. Secondly, you refuse to accept your program and station where the baits they use to attract the gullible individuals. So one, he has admitted that the caller, at least he thinks that the listener is gullible. By this message, he's saying that that listener is gullible. So we're going to move ahead. He says, as an individual or station, before you allow a platform to be used to advertise a product, it is your duty to run a background check on such products or persons involved. Please try to be humble because you only own a fraction of the world's knowledge. One, I do not own knowledge. Knowledge is not something that you own. The truth is not something that you own. The truth is something that you come to know. The way I came into the revelation, for example, of giving. Now, he says, be humble. I have an interpretation to that. One, you do not know the meaning of be humble. What I understand your statement to be is that you think I'm a little too confident, so you would like for me to lose the courage to speak as boldly as I do. You suppose that once I lose the courage, that is me being humble. No, I can still be in that somewhat subservient position, be wrong. If I lose the courage to speak, it doesn't mean that I am humble. You can be humble and wrong, right? Good. Now, I say what I said again. My stance is my stance. When you catch a thief and you kill him in the streets, you say it's a mob attack because the state expects you. That even though you determine that what the person did is wrong, what you must do, which is by law of the state, is to hand the person over to the authorities, right? So if your friend uses your laptop for fraud, and EFCC comes, raid the compound, and arrests you and puts you in prison, you say that's wrongful arrest. Because even though it was your laptop, it was not you who committed the fraud. So what you will start doing is that same friend, all of a sudden, you disregard your friendship and hand your friend over to EFCC because you either do that or you serve time. So that Nigeria Info is not liable if this company, if we have no alliance with the company, if we're not in partnership with the company, if we're not an investor in their company. Nigeria Info is not an investor in the company. Nigeria Info operates as somewhat a said middleman. So we're here and people who go to the state government, get licensed, blah, 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 come here, tell us that they want to promote something. And we say, okay, promote. You pay us and you promote, right? If you are found to be corrupt or fraudulent, then you are handed over to the same state that gave you license. So now, if you're going to invest in something, it's a risk you are taking. You do not invest in something and make me responsible for the choice that you made because you say that I am the one who, you heard it on my show. If I say to you, go and, if I say to you, let's say you have cancer like my niece, and I say, ignore your medical follow-up, ignore the doctor's report, ignore your medicines. Start drinking palm oil. Try it. I say to you this day, do not do this. Start doing this. You can hold me by that. So, for example, during the corona period, people will call the show and ask me, oh, Joyce, are you vaccinated? And I don't answer the question. Ah, Joyce, why aren't you vaccinated? Ah, Joyce, will you be vaccinated? Joyce, have you been vaccinated? When did you get vaccinated? Show us the injection point. Show us your address. Remove your lesson. But you see, I didn't say anything because if I say I'm not vaccinated, that can influence someone, right? Now, if I say don't get vaccinated, someone can say, ah, well, Joyce said we shouldn't get vaccinated. But you see, I didn't say anything. So if you make a choice to not be vaccinated and you die, you can't say, hey, Joyce did not answer me on Nigeria Info. And I'll say, let me even go and try and get vaccinated and I'll vaccinate and I'll die. You can't make me responsible. You see that? So it sounds like you have a responsibility. But I want to quickly go back to this caller. This tweet says, Joyce, be humble. No. I don't owe you humility if I'm speaking the truth. In fact, I owe you nothing. Because what can be done about the situation is, if Nigeria Info is culpable, then the state holds Nigeria Info accountable. But to sit down in your house or your office and argue with me is, honest to God, pointless. And that you expect me to be humble, you're asking too much. I do not consider your opinion. I do not regard it as something worth consideration, but I'm sampling it because I want every other person who might have a, you know, be of the same opinion to understand that even by the situation as it is, if Nigeria Info is culpable, we're accountable to the state, but we are not. So it sounds as though that your requirement for me to be humble suggests that you think I'm a little too lofty for you. You see, that's not my problem. It's yours. You want to override. You would like for my words to not be as certain because you have an expectation of, you can't put an expectation on me. I'm a free person. And I think I stumble on this logic a lot when I deal with a few Nigerians. It's like, you want to think, you want to speak for me. You can't, you don't think for me. And I'm a free person. I'm as good as you are, probably even better. It's like you are free to do what you will, and I'm free to do what I will do about it. So don't approach the situation as though you have an upper hand. You don't. So while that is said and out of the way, let's talk about the following people in the supposition that they should be accountable. So I referenced Creflo Dollar to suggest that there's something about Creflo Dollar that might have misled people. The caller today has said that there was something that he heard that misled him. So therefore, my friends, we're off on a break. When we come back, let's talk about following people.
To hear from
the people who believed in Creflo Dollar have only just realized in 2020 that they've been wrong because they followed a man. The caller who called in and said, I believe you. Someone would think, oh, yeah, Joyce is believable. Some will say, oh, wow, Joyce is my mentor. Well, Joyce, someone called yesterday and said, oh, Joyce, you have oil on your head. I know. Well, you see, you don't want to be responsible. You want me to be responsible. A caller has called the show this afternoon. I think he was our last caller on Confessions Thursday. And he said he too heard about investment, but he had to go and do his own research. He took voice notes, took picture, took this one, took that one, gave them their money, signed a paper, went home. When the company started acting like they love the shadow, they like the dark more than the light, he said he went to EFCC. He hasn't gotten his money back, but at least he has a case with EFCC. Can you see the difference? Welcome to the show. Joyce, you're my mentor. Usule. Oh, yeah. Igu. Let's dance now. Let's talk about the responsibility. And that's the thing. I don't mind being your mentor, but you want to make me responsible. You should see it now. You want to make me responsible for it. You want to not do anything. You want me, Joyce, go and do it. So if it's about your money, and you see, that's the thing. I've not had enough. I want you to understand that I wish you didn't lose money because, of course, I mean, I'm not even that sort. It hurts me that you would lose money, particularly. But no, we're not in business with those people. We're not. You buy drugs and you get allergy. People have used drugs that gave them side effects. So, for example, in Canada, when they advertise a drug, they tell you all the side effects of the drug. Because Canada is a country where if a person suffers a side effect, they can sue you. So because of that, when they show medical commercials in Canada, they'll tell you this medicine can cure knee pain, side effect, leg pain, head pain. He says, now, it now sounds as though the possible side effects are even more than what the medicine can do. But they put it out there so that if you catch any one of those things, you can't sue them. Welcome to Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Thank you. You okay now?
Turn off. No, it's not. It's still. We're still getting that wheezy thing. It's a radioactive. No, please turn it off. Yeah. Have you turned it off? If you turn it off, it's good. Believe me. Just turn it off, and you can go ahead.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
But I enjoy it. Growing up in this country, I had this list of it. Anytime I look for information, once I heard it from any of the mainstream media, radio, television, I have confidence in that. That thing is authentic.
That is
the list of I grew up with. And that is what many people also grew up with it.
Absolutely true.
And when they heard it from the mainstream media,
yeah,
as in being regulated by the government,
yeah,
that information must be authentic.
Absolutely.
So, and also, your audience, mm-hmm. your listener, call into your system. When you want to make some comments, that you, the OOP, you know, the feel that comment is not fact. You might stop us.
Okay.
Am I lying?
Well, so I haven't stopped you.
Your audience, that responsibility also. I cannot say because the company is an advertising company, they want to make money. Then if Osama Bin Laden, Abubakar Saka will come and make advert,
okay.
They will take money from him.
Okay.
To do advert.
Okay, so.
I don't think that your listener, that responsibility. So verify. Whether I come to make advice, because when people go off with this belief that I have.
Okay, so.
So, with what I'm seeing now, I don't want you to take it on, because my experience has shown that the country is not as it is before. But everybody is
about
money, making money.
Yeah, so can I say something?
Okay, come.
Okay.
I hear you.
He's like, come. So, you know that a person can tell you this thing is good. It's like the way your Ponzi scheme works. You put in 5 naira, they give you 7 naira. You put in 10 naira, they give you 12 naira, or give you 15. They do it like that. Then you keep adding money. Then after a while, you get to a point, you add money, you don't get anything out. So that it is possible for someone who is corrupt to appear as though they're not corrupt, right?
Yes, possible. But wait, now,
do you agree? Do you agree that you have been doing something, then you got to a point? Because it's happened in your Ponzi schemes a lot. Where you've put in money, you've gotten something out, then there was one that you put that never came out. Isn't that true?
It's happened.
So if you're saying verify, we're not a verification company, we're a radio station. The people who verify, there are state agencies that verify these people. Is that true or false?
Based on, madam, based on the narrative you are giving, you are telling us that anybody, even if I am a criminal, I am no criminal. You yourself, you know.
Okay, hold on.
I can't tell you to make advert. You hold me no responsibility.
Your problem is that you're creating a non-existent scenario. You're saying if he's a non-criminal. Hold on a second.
No, wait. I'm not talking about your
statement. Okay, hold on now. So the people who have robbed banks, did banks not do background search on them? We've heard cases where a staff took millions from a bank. Hold on a second.
But you're not admitting that, huh? You're not admitting that you're going to do that background check.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm asking you.
You're saying that it is government.
Are you going to listen to me?
I'm listening to you.
Good. So a staff is hired. So for example, Nigeria Info hires me. I've been working here 5 years. I woke up one day, I run away with their 100 million naira. Did they do background check? Absolutely. Did I decide one day to run away with their 100 million? Absolutely. So what do you say about that? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, but based on the response you are giving, you are making this feel like that.
We're having a conversation here. So we're not a regulatory body. We're a reporting medium. We are reporters. We don't have a side. We are reporting news. Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Is there that some? Hold on. Are we? Hold on a second. Are we as a radio station accountable to the government?
We are accountable, of course.
Good.
Yes.
So if somebody comes here, so do you understand that from what you are even saying, if the government can interrogate us to find us culpable, is that true or false?
Of course. Because you two...
Hold on a second. What will make us culpable? What will make us blamable? Remember who we are at a radio station. What will make us culpable? What will make us culpable?
Look at it. What I'm saying is this, man. You understand?
Huh?
No, for you to be on air, I know you run, you make expenses, you pay staff, and the way to make your money is through adverts. But having said that also,
The person who came here was a criminal. Hold on a second. The person who came here was a state criminal.
You said?
The person who came here to do the advert, is he a known state criminal? Because you're assuming that we took money from a
company.
Yeah, but is he a known state criminal? Is he a known state criminal?
Let me
You're not answering the question.
Let me just give you an instance. There was a time this guy was working in your station. Excuse me, Andrew.
Okay.
One of those agri companies.
I'm sorry, we have to let other people speak.
Personally. Sir? I called to be Andrews. You know what he told me? He was so neutral. He said, you don't guarantee me. After there, I'm not. That is the kind of thing we want.
Did you call Nigeria Info and we told you we guarantee it? Did you call Nigeria Info and we said that we guarantee it? Did you say that? Did we say that?
But the response you are giving us...
My response is my response. So I'm engaging you now. So I'm asking you. We're not liable. There's no mistake on our part. There's none. You can't make us guilty. We're not guilty.
But if I question your statement and I make something that is not fact against the government, you can say I'm liable.
Yeah, but it's because as you have said, you are admitting that you are making a wrong statement. So if it's wrong, it's wrong. And when you make a wrong statement, do you know someone made a wrong statement on Nigeria Info a few weeks ago and the NBC wrote the station with a possibility of a fine of 1 million naira, and it happened on my show. So if you're going to have an argument with me, you have to straighten the logic. Believe me, I'm at home. I really want to have a conversation. I'm home. I'm here. The Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Joy.
What's your name?
The Lord is your strength, too.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Ah, you could have been a lawyer.
That's the aim.
This market woman calling.
Market.
Don't call yourself accountable. You are laughing. Hold somebody accountable. We talk about a dollar yesterday. The thing that is going on now that I don't like, that bother me a lot. Is it good for a pastor now said I'm a father of all. I'm a father of APC. I'm a father of PDP. I'm a father of Labour Party. That you can vote for anybody. Is it good?
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Is it good that I'm a father of all? A big pastor in this country.
Well, I can't speak. Maybe he is.
See, let me tell you something. If that's the way Daniel behaved in the book of the Bible that we are reading about, are we going to follow it or Jeremiah behave? Or Elijah.
So I want to say something to you. You cannot make you can't make choices for people. So a person can say, I'm the father of everybody. That's his choice. You are going to choose whether you're a son or not. He has made a choice.
They're holding somebody accountable now for what they say. How they mislead people. Because if you cannot say, you give prophecy out, that thing does not come to pass.
So
we supposed to hold them accountable for those things they said.
Yeah.
That it does not come to pass.
All right, so what I think is better to do is determine whether you will allow yourself be swayed or deceived.
Never, because I have the Holy Spirit in me.
The Lord is.
There's so many is being led. Into confusion.
Yeah, so
that is my worry for this country now.
Yeah, so it's that people
they have led this political party to mislead them because of money.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You have a point. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome. Hello.
Oh, Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, The Sunny Side. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Dr. Chike calling you from First Stack.
All right. It's good to have you here.
Let me give an example. El Nightingale said something. He was like, there was a man that used to go to work every day, that every day he stops in front of the jewelry shop. He sets his watch. He did this for about 2 years. So the third year when he did this, the person maintaining the jewelry shop now came out. He was now like, I've been watching you for years. Why exactly did you stop here? I was like, anytime he's going to work, he stops over here and he adjusts his time. He's in charge of the town's clock. The man in charge of the jewelry shop now stops him. He was now like, now that time, wait, is that your time that you set, that I used to set my own? So the point that El Nightingale was making was like, don't follow the follower. Because like me personally, like, in Nigeria, they don't, in fact, let me say, many of our parents' generation, the average Nigerian's mentality is obey and don't question. I gave you an example, like when I was in school, one day when I was like asking a teacher, what's EMP? He was like, there's nothing like EMP, there's only EMF. Or you ask a teacher, what's dark matter, antimatter? You say there's no such thing. Or you ask a physics teacher that is not exposed, okay, I hear that I can generate power from darkness and shadow. They will normally tell you it's a lie. They don't really probe. So you, on your own, you need to probe. It's just like there's this Hindu teacher, I think Sadhguru. A Muslim woman asked him a question that she's a Muslim, but she also listens to him and follows him. But how does she balance two faiths? So it was not like, you are not born a Muslim. You are born a human being and a woman. They raised you to be a Muslim. Then second of all, don't follow me. Then third of all, the thing is your humanity. That religion was created like, imagine like a car that is going up a hill. Religion is like the stone that you put behind it so it doesn't slide back down. So for a human being, religion was supposed to be what keeps them from going into animality. But you need to keep in mind that when they created many of this religion, the things that are relevant then and things that are relevant now are different. So you need to know why they created this particular religion, this particular law, and know if it still applies. And if you are going to move forward from it, you do it with respect. So I think, like in Nigeria, as in, we need more people probe anything that they tell. Like another thing from my opinion, yeah, is like they normally tell, like, if you don't go to school you will not be successful. But in this current age, it's a lie. There's this guy in South Africa.
I want to ask you a question. So let's say you have a very good friend, and your friend, the people in the streets have seen, the people in your neighborhood have seen you and this guy. And this guy is your friend. That's the best you know about him. He's a good guy, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then, you know, he goes, commits a robbery somewhere, and then disappears.
Yeah.
Who's guilty?
It's him, not me.
Why are you not? It's about, we've seen him with you.
Yeah, let me give you an example.
You have a minute,
in
real
this,
quick.
Yeah, in this Nigerian Info, this
you have 1 minute.
That hosts the problem with Agogo says that many of these politicians, he went to school with them. They are his classmates, but he doesn't share their ideologies, and he knows that they are exposed. But him that went to class with them now wonders why are they doing some certain things. So because he's their classmate, he is not responsible for their choices. Every human being has to be responsible for your own choice.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. The Lords of Logic make it back. So if you hear something on Nigeria Info, remember, we're not partners with that company. We are reporting the company, and we are paid as a media house to report on people who have something to report to the public. In the event that you hear something and you think, oh, we heard this thing on Nigeria Info, I think that it's necessary that you interrogate it before you went. You're not investing my money. You're investing your money. We're a medium. You see, if you're practicing witchcraft, and you're calling your mother's spirit, And instead of your mother's spirit, a cat comes out. It's not the mirror's problem. It is whatever is happening in the world behind the mirror. The mirror is only reflecting what is happening in, for example, Nigeria Info is reflecting what is happening in society. The same way we're going to tell you about Kuje, the same way we're going to tell you about elections, the same way we'll tell you about, and everything we're telling you, we're reporting it. None of these people are our father's children or our mother's stepchildren. We're reporting something. The people responsible for these people is the state. The state who gives them. Nigeria Info is approved by the state. If you come here and you do something with us and we defraud you, you take us to the state, the one that approved us. And I think I've said that like 1 million times today, and I cannot believe that that's difficult. We are, our work is to report. So if a product is here, comes here and pays us and say, oh, I want to promote something, and then they come, okay, yeah, promote it, and then you use the thing and you get a rash from it. We are not your problem. The product is your problem. But someone wants us to do the work of the police, and the reason you want that is because you think we are responsible and not you. And I hope that you can see the psychological interpretation of that. I hope you can see why, for example, when I speak about mentorship, I say, no, you want someone else to be responsible, you should. You're avoiding responsibility. The first caller and I just went back and forth, and it's so difficult to see that he insists, or at least he thinks, that we're responsible. I'm not responsible. We're not responsible. Given our position, we're not. We're just reporting it. There are people who were doing business before the company came on Nigeria Info. So, for example, the history of your pungs, was MMM, was it good? MMM, I remember some people said that they put money in MMM. How many of you put your money in MMM because the mouth-to-mouth marketing for around MMM was that the people who put money in got money out? So, like the best form of marketing, each one tell one. Somebody told you about MMM that they put 5,000 and got 15,000. And you said, okay, I will go put your money. Then you put your money to the point where the guy disappeared. People have defrauded people on Twitter. You don't sue Twitter or shut down Twitter. You report the person who defrauded someone to the government. That's what you do. And God knows that this, I can't believe how simple it is, but it seems I have to just get in an argument with you about it. And I'm really sorry that you lost your money, you know? But you see, you have a chance to get it back. A caller has called in here that he has a file with the EFCC because he did his own personal research. And when the company folded up, he did not go arrest his friend who told him about it. He didn't arrest the radio station that he heard it from. He took the matter straight to the EFCC because the EFCC can interrogate them and, if necessary, retrieve their license. We don't have a right to retrieve their license. It's not our responsibility to interrogate them. And God, that's simple. We're not an interrogating house. We're just reporting things. And you know it. But you think we should not just report it, we should be the one to sign the certificate. It's not our responsibility. If you are defrauded, please take up the issue to the state. The state is the one in, the state has more authority than we do. Ooh.
Where are the Lords? The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Do I need to see it?
No.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Well, this is Ekene calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's something I want to say, and I also want you to dedicate me and listen to me. For example, I'm talking about the issue of products. There's something you need to understand. Your company well known, no two about it. And you as a intelligent lady, and you have a good presenter, and you also a respected lady that you have known. So it's a common sense to any human being that anybody that comes to your show and market anything, there's tended that people will support that, say that this is real, because they know how capacity and how strong and intelligent you are. Now, let me say this. Let me use myself for example. I'm a businessman. If any business somebody or any marketer came to my shop, I want to market any product, and I can see. If that ensure that is a fraudster, I'm the first suspect. I could be.
Wait. Go back. You say someone comes to your store, buys something, and the person is a fraudster?
No. If someone comes to my shop, I want to market a product. You have seminar. And the aunt has to give an involvement of money. And that was the one that called my neighbors. They come to my office. They come and see what is happening.
Yeah.
You know that if them end up investing money in that company, and the end of it, this company is nowhere to be found of it. I'm the first suspect. I could be innocent, but I'm the first suspect.
Okay, good. So,
no, first.
Okay, so you're saying wait. You're saying if you called your neighbor.
Yes.
Good. Did we call them? That's one.
Yeah, or, I did.
Hold on. Did we call them or did they come? Because knowing that
No, as it is now, let us know. Because as it is now, it's assumed that you called them because they're in your
show. It's assumed that I called them.
That your company called them.
Are you aiming to be hilarious? What do you mean we called them? Are you trying to be funny?
No. The point that I'm trying to make here, we don't know them. As it is now, we said that this company...
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait, so you're saying that if you called your neighbors and your neighbors came and they bought the product and then they realized that the guy was a fraudster, you are a suspect, right?
Yes.
Good. So the suspicion is maybe you and your brother, maybe that guy is your brother and both of you collided to rob your neighbors, right?
Yes.
Good.
That's the question of them, right? Yes.
Good. So now that is not our position or that's neither the scenario. What if the person came to sell something to you and the person maybe has sold it to you twice and it's been good the last two times you used it.
Okay.
And then you called your neighbor and they came to buy. Then they realized that this person is a fraudster. So first they suspect you. Are you guilty if you did not work hand in hand with the person?
No. Do you know what?
Wait. Stop. You're rushing the argument. Don't rush it. Okay. I want you to see where you stand. So there's first obvious suspicion because you are the person who called, right? And I can understand that. Good.
Okay.
But if you are not in collusion, if you did not agree with the guy to defraud your neighbors, are you guilty? Say yes.
I am not guilty, but I have to prove it. That's the question because it is not.
Good.
I have to my own
good.
But the personal question, do you know what you're talking about?
So who is going to prove you not guilty? Your neighbors or the police station, for example?
The police.
Good. Why are we arguing? Why are we having this conversation?
Okay, the argument you're making now, based on your statement, why are you trying to extend yourself out of the issue in terms of the product you're talking
did
about?
Did you hear me and say... You don't have a... Hold on a second. Did you hear me say that we are accountable to the state? Did you hear me say that?
Joy, my dear sister...
I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you... Stop. You listen to me. Because I don't want you to gloss over the facts or the things that I say. You're not going to have the privilege to misquote me or overrun my words with your suppositions. You would wait. We're trying to establish something here. Did you hear me say that we're accountable to the state, meaning... That if this, so the state can interrogate us and find out if we're culpable, for example, like maybe Nigeria Info and these guys planned. So if we didn't plan with them, we are not guilty. Stop trying to impose guilt on us. Stop. You have put people in your house. Some people have put people in their house who have defrauded them. And when you put someone in your house, you are assuming that this person, I'm good to this person, this person will not do me bad, right? And you put them in your house. At least, yeah, we even put them on the radio station and they go home. You put them in your house. You go out, you come back. They've emptied your house. So it's like because you don't know the intention of a person. We're not a part of the company. We have nothing to do with the company. And I think you are refusing to realize that anybody can say anything. It is the consumer who wants to participate in the consumption of that product that must determine the work. So, for example, you go to a supermarket, everybody advertises a product. You go to a supermarket, you read the ingredients, you find out which of the ingredients is not good for you. So even though the product has been advertised, you don't buy the product because there's something in the product that's not good for you, meaning that you've done your own work. I'm off on a break. A company can manufacture substandard goods. In fact, the company who's producing goods is not banking on the medium of publication, but is banking on the consumer to make sales. So CNN, BBC, any media house can tell you, buy this. I even saw on CNN, there's one cheese I like, Parmesan. I saw it on CNN. They have a commercial. If I eat it and I get a pimple, is it CNN? Good. So a company can manufacture substandard good and come to a radio station or a television station or go everywhere and say, buy our goods, or it's wonderful, it's glorious, it's victorious, it can help you conquer your enemy. You buy it and the enemy holds you bondage. Then you now blame the radio station where you saw the advert, but not the company who came to a radio station. Yeah, so it's that. And I think I think we have failed to establish it. And you, from the conversation, you have insisted that, I'm guilty, or I'm liable, even though I have no culpability. You're like, it's my work to do, Sun, Standard Organization of Nigeria, right? Yeah, so you, for example, you want me to do the work of Sun. So people who have been following Creflo Dollar would now think that they have a case to blame Creflo Dollar for the 36 years of misinformation. You're not accountable. You're not holding yourself to account. You hear something and it sounds seductive. Then it's like you must do something. Like get more information. Because the decision or your action is for you. You did invest the money for me. You didn't. You're investing the money for yourself. It's like you must get more information. So and so for loss or damage. Or I don't know what else might be for you. So we've established the lack of something here. The sun sets here and my work's done. You're going to have a happy weekend regardless. And I will see you Monday. I'll have a good weekend too. I'll see you Monday on the sunny side. It will dawn here. My name's Joyce. Yeah, my name is Joyce. Bye-bye.